The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Carol? Well, I'm busy getting things ready for the luncheon. Why? Oh, Carol, that'll leave me short for 3 tables of bread. I know. Hold on. For heaven's sake, my husband just walked in. Honestly, it never fails, dear. You always pick the very day I'm having bread club and have a million things to do to come home for lunch.
I'm not home for lunch. Where are all our insurance policies? I got to look up my liability insurance. We're being sued.
We're being what?
We're being sued. Mrs. Kendall claims her ankle was injured when she fell on our front steps.
Oh, she got up and walked. Oh, you're joking.
I wish I were.
Why, people we know don't sue.
We know some now who do.
Carol, we're being sued. The Kendalls. Oh, you know that family down here in the corner moved in last month? Well, she slipped the other day on our front steps and now claims she hurt her ankle.
Look, hang up. Will you help me look for my policy?
No, Carol, we hardly know them, but Betsy had a fight with her Mary Lou. And the Kendalls came over to see us about it, so we had words with them over the children, and when they left, she slipped.
Everything
you know.
In this desk except what I wanted.
Oh,
what
no. The children are great friends again, but we're not speaking to the Kendalls.
I
know, always the way.
Will you hang up and help me, please?
Yeah, I got to hang up, Carol. You sure you can't make it? Well, I don't know who I'll get for the other table at the last minute, but if you can't tell,
I
guess.
Oh, I'll give up.
Yes, I'll tell her. Goodbye. Carol says not to worry. Nice people don't sue.
Well, you can tell your friend Carol that I heard from the Kendall's lawyer this morning informing me that I am being sued. So I think I'd better worry about it.
Look, dear, I've got so much to do yet for the lunch, and I'm sure it's nothing to get so upset over. Really.
$500 is nothing?
$500?
Look, I suggest you forget your bridge luncheon and help me look for my policy. Well, they're not here. They're just not here.
They have to be here. You took all your insurance policies out of the safety deposit box before Christmas.
Well, where are they?
And brought them home to check on something. You must have put them in the desk. Now let's look through things again.
Oh, look, I
do not see how she can sue. She walked home and she wasn't even limping.
Well, they're suing anyhow.
Well, they can't do that, can they?
They can, and they are.
Hi, Daddy.
Yes, dear. Oh, she's been the best girl this morning. Up in her room coloring and drawing while I've been so busy. Oh, look at the time. The girls will be here. I'm one short for 3 tables. I don't know who to call.
Well, I don't know either, darling. I can't think of that now.
Daddy, look what I drew this morning.
Daddy can't look right now. Where are those policies? Look, they are in a big brown envelope.
Look in the bottom drawer. Bottom drawer.
I drew a house, and this is the smoke coming out of the chimney, and there's you shoveling snow.
Oh, I don't know why. Something.
There you dare. Don't you dare. You dare everything in, so I said let me clean it out. But no, you never want me to touch a thing. Can't you take a look at her drawing?
Look, I am nearly half crazy with this. Yes, dear, that's fine, darling. It's just beautiful.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Man, this is our house. Coming out of a chimney
and
an elephant.
It's a beautiful elephant, honey. Why isn't she in school?
Vacation. School doesn't start until
Monday. Oh, look, darling, Daddy's busy right now.
I can't tell. I love my daddy.
Honey, thank you, sweetie. And Daddy loves his little girl, too. But why don't you go outside and play, huh?
No.
If you'll go outside and play, Daddy will give you a penny to go to the store.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Where's my snowsuit, Mommy?
Everything's in the kitchen by the radiator. Well, of course, that's the worst thing to do, bribe a child.
Look, I can't help it. You can say all you like. You may love them to pieces, but there are times when you do anything to get them out from underfoot. And this is one of those times. What was Mr. Kendall suing me, too? Mrs. Kendall is suing me for $500 for injuries to her ankle. Mr. Kendall may sue me for $500 for loss of consortium.
What did he lose?
No. It means loss of his wife's services.
What do you mean?
Well, for one thing, she won't be able to do any housework, supposedly, while she has these injuries to her foot.
Do you mean to tell me that you'd have to pay Mr. Kendall $500 because she can't do their housework?
That is right.
Why, everybody knows she leaves her breakfast dishes in the sink all day.
Darling, that is not the point.
Mrs. Kendall is the worst housekeeper in the whole block.
It doesn't matter. According to the law, he has the right
but
to sue me.
I don't care what the law says. Now, I am really mad at the Kendall.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the law's on their side. Now, what is in this envelope?
I do know you're not going to pay the Kendalls any $500 for her housework. Why, Frances was in there one day. She said there were just little kittens of dust on the floor under everything.
Why, well, my overshoe?
You don't pay me $500 for doing your housework. You're certainly not going to pay $500 of our savings to Mr. Kendall for his wife's house.
Look, the law says...
I don't care what the law says. And I'll get right up there on the witness stand, and by the time I've told about the way she keeps house, there won't be a woman in town who isn't on our side. The idea. Yelling like that. Now, you go to your room.
Well, I thought you wanted me to go outside.
Oh, yes.
And don't yell like that again, do you hear?
And it's, where are my overshoes?
I don't know where yours are, Mommy, and I can't find mine.
No, no, Mommy. In the kitchen, please put them on and go outside. Mommy and Daddy are busy.
I never saw any kittens on the floor at the Kendalls. They just have a dog.
Mommy didn't mean real kittens, dear.
You mean that one?
No, it was just an expression.
What expression?
Well, an expression is something that... I will explain it to you later. Now, look, there's some of your friends outside. You go play with them, huh? And zip your jacket up now. Go on.
Close the door! Well, after all that, you let her out without any overshoes.
Oh, Betsy, come back in and get your overshoes. Come on. I don't know, what were we saying?
Not too much in front of her, anyhow.
I know. Got to watch it. I forget, you know.
Well, I can't find my policies. I'd better call Joe and tell him. Close the door!
What has Mommy said about slamming? Well, I guess you just cannot be absent every minute.
Well, I'll call Joe and have him check and see what he's told me.
Are you sure you have a policy for that?
Liability? Mm-hmm. Well, I meant to be an idiot not to carry liability. That's one thing. I know that I have liability insurance.
The teachers,
I couldn't have said that. Look, we discussed liability insurance and I... But, Joe, I... All right. I'll get in touch with a lawyer. Goodbye. Well, that's that. Where are you?
In the kitchen. In all the excitement, I forgot to make my special avocado salad. Come on out.
Well, I don't have any liability insurance.
Huh?
Joe says he tried to sell it to me, and I said, quote, it isn't necessary, unquote.
Oh, that's too bad, dear. Yeah. You know, I could have just plain lettuce without Italian dressing. That might even be better with a casserole.
Is that all you've got to say? It's too bad?
I'm sorry you would have to get sued today. 10 girls will be arriving in an hour. I haven't bathed. I haven't dressed. I've got to see Betsy. I have to iron a luncheon cloth.
Well, the next time I get sued, I'll ask him to do it on a day that's more convenient for you.
Oh, darling, I feel terrible. Well, everything piles up at once, you know. You get just frantic and you think you just... Oh, that may be the flowers for the centerpiece. Excuse me, dear.
Excuse me.
Why, Mrs. Kendall.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but I'm nearly frantic. I don't know what to do.
Why, Mrs. Kendall.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Kendall, get some water. Get a glass of water for her. Apparently something awful has happened. Mrs. Kendall, I don't quite understand what the trouble is.
Mary Lou's run away. Fred scolded her so terribly for quarreling with your Betsy. And you know how sensitive children are. And I left her at the Bradford this morning, and apparently she just ran off.
Oh, why, Mrs. Kendall, Mary Lou has been playing with Betsy this morning. They were sliding over Cunningham. In fact, I think Mary Lou is out in the bath now with Betsy. Yes, look.
There they are.
If I may interrupt, may I ask why Mary Lou and Betsy are playing together? I thought we parents decided the two of them should be kept apart since they can't get along together.
Well, dear, now.
And may I also ask Mrs. Kendall how your ankle is?
Oh, it's sprained a little, but the doctor says to walk on it. Oh, yes, the lawsuit. Fred called me and told me why he was doing, and I've been so upset.
You've been upset?
Yes, I have. I don't know what gets into Fred at times. We're certainly not the kind of people who sue. I do think men make mountains out of molehills sometimes, don't you?
Oh, yes, and I guess my husband just got excited the other day and said things he didn't mean about your children.
Look, you're the one who told me to call it, Kendall.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kendall, I need another person for my bridge luncheon. Do you so have time?
I'd love to, but call me Eleanor.
All right. Would you get that, dear? Maybe my flowers for the table.
Yes. I just tell them, boy. Is my wife here? Oh, hello, Kendall. Yes, she is.
No, thank you.
Fred, come in.
What are you doing here? I thought you said that we weren't going to talk to me.
Come in, Fred, and close the door. We'll all have cold.
Well, I'll say just one thing to you, sir. I've been in contact with my lawyer. He tells me that I've got a solid case against you.
Oh, stop it, Fred. Mary Lou has been found.
Found? I didn't know she was lost.
Well, I thought she'd run away. I was just frantic.
Well, why would she run away?
You scolded her so terribly this morning.
Well, you told me to talk to her.
And, Fred, I want you to drop these idiotic lawsuits.
Drop them? I wasted the whole morning getting him on the way.
Yes, and I don't know what possessed you to do such a thing.
Eleanor, last night you were weeping and wailing over your ankle and saying, can't we sue them?
I never meant it seriously. Anyhow, the important thing is that Mary Lou did not run away.
She and Betsy have been playing most of the morning over here, Mr. Kendall.
What's she doing over here? The point of this whole thing was that she wasn't allowed to play with Betsy anymore. That's what you told me to tell her.
The point is, Fred, everything's all right.
I don't know what you mean, everything's all right. But if you say so... Oh, boy. I don't understand women at all, do you?
No. At least that's one thing we agree on, Kendall.
Yeah, I... Oh, no, what? Excuse me. What is it, Betsy? What is it?
Mary Lou hit me.
Oh, Betsy.
Stop that. Now, just stop that crying. Stop it.
Right away.
Well, that's true, but you start stopping. And if you can't play nicely with your little friends, you can go right upstairs and go to bed now. You understand?
She hit me.
You want to go upstairs to bed?
No.
Well, either you go upstairs and go to bed, or you go back outdoors and play nicely. Now, what do you want to do?
Go outdoors and play nicely.
All right, now go on.
And you tell Mary Lou that her mother said she's to play nicely, or she will be put to bed.
Then close the door.
And don't slam it, Joe. Oh, well, Mrs. Kent, Eleanor, I guess everyone with children has the same problems, and we'd better stick together. Of course, we are sorry about your ankle, aren't we, dear?
Well, yes, of course we are.
Well, I'm surprised if you spread a lawsuit.
But you kept telling me to do something.
But what a silly thing to do. And I'm terribly sorry that my husband called your little girl a roughneck. Well, I'm sorry my husband said your Mary Lou was a bully and a troublemaker. And I think you two men better shake hands and be friends. Now, if I'm staying for luncheon, I'm going to...
Oh, thank you, Eleanor. There's not much to do.
No, I was wondering, Chum, if you could tell me what this has all been about.
You got me, pal. You got me.
Betsy, come on. Bedtime. 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm tired, too. Oh. What a day.
Yeah, I'm going to bed early.
Oh, what a yours. Make sure you do it, too.
Daddy.
Yeah, good night, darling.
Today.
Now, look here. Your mommy and I feel...
You know what I did? I kicked him right back.
You did, huh? That's my girl.
I bet he won't kick me again.
Yeah, I bet he won't either. Good night, Puddin'.
Run along, dear. Mommy will be right up.
All right, Mommy.
She's learning to stick up for her rights, huh?
I don't know. It doesn't seem right either to approve of her getting someone.
Now, don't interfere. Just... We've learned a lesson, and it nearly cost us $1,000.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy, Charles Mendick as Mr. Kendall, and Dorothy Duckworth as Mrs. Kendall. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen in tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.